England's fair dainty dame, see here the fall of pride. Wantonness, leave in time, that God may be your guide. I was a Dutch and Oro shining in beauty bright, and a brave merchant's wife in whom he took delight. All things I had at will my heart could wish or crave, my diet dainty fair, my garments rich and brave. No wife in Germany, where I in pleasure dwelled, for golden bravery my person so excelled. My coach is richly wrought and decked with pearl and gold, carried me up and down whereas my pleasure would. The earth I deemed too base my feet to tread upon, my blooming crimson cheeks filled neither wind nor sun. My beauty made me think myself an angel bright, framed of heavenly mould and not an earthly white. For my soul's happiness, God's holy Bible book, I had my looking glass where I most pleasure took. There was no fashion found that might advance my pride, but in my looking glass my fancy soon espied. Every vain foolish toy changeth my wanton mind, and they best pleased me that could new fashions find. Yet all these earthly joys yielded me small content. Oh, that Dame Nature had ne'er a child to me sent. That makes my heart to bleed for which offence to God. He therefore grievously scourged me with his rod. And in my tender womb of so pure flesh and blood, created be strange to see a most deformed brood, that women of wanton pride may take example by, how they in fashion's fawn offend the Lord on high. When the babe came to light and I brought to my bed, no cost was spared that night to stand me in my stead. My nurse is young and fair, fit for a royal queen, gave all attendance there, as it was daily seen. Never had merchant's wife of ladies such a train, that came in gentle sort at the hour of my pain. But when my swelling womb yielded up nature's due, such a strange monster then never man hardly knew. For it affrighted so all the whole company, that ere one said in heart, vengeance now draweth nigh. It had two faces strange and two heads painted fair, on the brows curled locks such as our wantons wear. One hand held right the shape of a fair-looking glass, in which I took delight how my vain beauty was. Right the shape of a rod scourging me for my sin, the other seemed to have perfectly seen therein these women's wantonness and their vain foolish minds. Never contented are with that thing God assigns. Look to it, London dames, God keepeth plagues in store. And now the second part of this song showeth more. Grief and care kills my heart where God offended is, as the poor merchant's wife did worldly comforts miss. Strange were the miseries that she so long endured, no ease by women's help could be as then procured. Hereupon speaks the child with a voice fearfully, Mother, your wanton pride brings this your misery. Let your life soon amend, or else the mighty God will scourge your wantonness with a more sharper rod. About his neck a flaunting ruff it had now gallantly, starched with white and blue, seemly unto the eye. with laces long and broad as now are women's bands. Thus heavy wanton pride first in God's anger stands. The breast was plated o'er, as still the merchants be. Now as lewd women wear, to hide adultery. Every part, every limb had not true nature's frame, but to show to the world this my great sin and shame. From the head to the foot, monster-like was it born. Every part had the shape of fashions daily worn. On the feet, pinked shoes, in steps had roses red, which in silk now is used, so vainly are we led. Thus hath my flesh and blood nourished now near my heart, puts me in mind of sin, and bids me now convert. O let all women then take heed of wanton pride. Angels have fallen from heaven, and for thy sin have died. No sooner brought to light was this fruit of my youth, but to the council house it was brought for truth, where to the magistrates in a most fearful sort began aloud to speak, and these words did report. I am a messenger now sent from God on high, to bid you all repent, Christ coming draweth nigh. Repent you all with speed, this is a message sure. The world seems at an end and cannot long endure. Pride is the prince of sin, which is our chief delight. Mankind repent with speed before the Lord doth smite. This is my last adieu, repentance soon provide. These were his latest words, and so the monster died. Great was the fear of those that the same speeches heard. God grant all Christians may have their minds well prepared, with true repentance God's mercy to implore, that never womankind may bring such fruit forth more. And you, fair English dames, that in pride do excel, this woeful misery in your hearts print full well. Let not pride be your guide, for pride will have a fall. Maid and wife, let my life be warning to you all.